It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Monday, September 19th, 2022, and it is a little late. It's 1906 UTC. I don't really have a why. I just was kind of lost track of time. I was working away. Oh, golly. It is a work from home day, and that makes me feel lazy. I don't know. I got all kinds of feelings. I've got a dozen missed calls from spam bots. Okay, all right. Sorry about that. So if you are connected and listening to a non-radio right now, you can join in and hang out and talk with everybody by just launching comm. All you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org. You can use tty.sdf if you want. And then from there, just go ahead and launch comm, type con, and press enter. And you'll press G for go to, and then a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And you will be in the Anon Radio Room, where you get to hang out with cool people like Jeff and SMJ, and Abort Retry Fail. Stug was probably around. Let's see what we got here. Sorry, I was just trying to see there was some conversation in comm. Just trying to see what's going on. Hey, Stug's around. Sinosphere's around. Let's see. Anyway, I can't really follow. I'm not following what's going on here. Cool. Anyway, sorry, I don't know what's going on, so I missed it. But hello, hello. Hey, X1. It is time to talk about news. I'm going to just make new sound effects, I think, this weekend, because, it feels weird. I don't like not having my sound effects. I got used to them over the life of the show. It's weird not to have them. All right, so let's go ahead here and start talking about the news. We got a lot of dangerous, sad world stuff to go through, a lot of natural disasters. First, in Japan, 9 million people have been told to evacuate as Super Typhoon Nanmadol hits. 9 million people have been told to evacuate their homes as Japan is battered by one of the worst typhoons the country's ever seen. The Super Typhoon Nanmadol has killed 2 people and injured almost 90. It hit Kyushu, the southernmost of Japan's 4 main islands, on Sunday morning and is set to reach Honshu, the largest island, in the coming days. Tens of thousands of people spent Sunday night in emergency shelters, and almost 350,000 homes were without power. Transport and businesses have been disrupted, and the country is braced for extensive flooding and landslides. Nanmadol has brought gusts of up to 234 kilometers an hour, or 145 miles an hour, and some areas were forecast 400 millimeters, or 16 inches of rain, in 24 hours. Nanmadol has brought up gusts. Bullet train services, ferries, and hundreds of flights have been canceled. Many shops and businesses are closed. Sandbags have been put in place to protect some properties. So, a river in Kyushu has burst its banks. In NHK says, at least one man was killed when his car was submerged in flooding, and another man died after being buried in a landslide. One more person remains missing. They're 87 and are believed to have been injured. Local video footage shows roofs ripped off of buildings and billboards toppled over. But that's not necessarily the last problem that we'll be seeing there in the region. In Taiwan, there was a large earthquake, or a strong earthquake, a 6.9 magnitude quake. At least one person has died after a strong earthquake shook much of Taiwan, toppling a 3-story building and temporarily trapping 4 people inside, leaving about 400 tourists stranded on a mountain and derailing part of a train. I also saw a video of of a couple of people that were on a scooter that got stuck on a section of just left on an island of what was left of a bridge. The 6.9 magnitude quake was the largest of more than 75 that rattled the island's southeastern coast between Saturday evening, when a 6.4 quake struck the same area, and Sunday afternoon. Most of the damage appeared to be north of the epicenter in the town of Qishang in northern Taitung County, at the relatively shallow depth of 4 miles, 6 kilometers. Taiwanese state media, the central news agency, said a man with the surname Huang died at a factory in Hualien when a piece of machinery fell on him. A 3-story building, which had a 7-Eleven convenience store on the ground floor and residents on the upper ones, collapsed in the nearby town of Yuli in Hualien, CNA said. The 70-year-old owner of the building and his wife were rescued first, but it took longer to get to a 39-year-old woman and her 5-year-old daughter. A photo released by the city government showed the girl lying on a blanket and being handed down a metal ladder from the top of the debris. And there are a lot of photos and videos of things going on in Taiwan during the wake. But anyway, that's just some sadness there going out there in Taiwan. And a hurricane is down in the Caribbean beating up Puerto Rico, one of the colonies in the United States. Puerto Rico battles blackout and lack of safe water in the wake of Hurricane Fiona. I guess it's not a colony, it's a territory. Floods and rain. Let's get the news for you. Most of Puerto Rico is still without power or safe drinking water on Monday, with remnants of a Category 1 hurricane that struck there a day earlier forecast to bring more heavy rain and life-threatening flooding. Hundreds of people are trapped in emergency shelters across the island, with major roads underwater and reports of numerous collapsed bridges. Crops have been washed away, and flash floods, landslides, and fallen trees have blocked roads, swept away vehicles, and caused widespread damage to infrastructure. Welcome, Tobe. Welcome, welcome. Two-thirds of the island's almost 800,000 homes and businesses have no water, and the storm was causing havoc in the Dominican Republic early Monday. Authorities confirmed at least one person is dead, and electricity has been restored to only 10% of the country. So, we'll see what happens in the coming days as they try and recover. Probably more of the same as far as, like, promises of things getting fixed. I'll go back over to Asia real quick here. Chinese officials are warning against touching foreigners after a monkeypox case was found. A top Chinese health official has warned locals against touching foreigners a day after China recorded its first monkeypox infection. In a post on Weibo, the chief epidemiologist at the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Wu Zunyu, advised against skin-to-skin contact with foreigners. The post drew controversy, with some labeling it racist. Comments on the original post have since been disabled on the platform. In order to prevent possible monkeypox infection, and as part of our healthy lifestyle, it's recommended that you, one, do not have direct skin-to-skin contact with foreigners, said Mr. Wu. In addition, he also called for locals to avoid skin-to-skin contact with recent travelers and strangers. He posted the comments a day after the southwestern city of Chongqing reported its first case of monkeypox in an individual who arrived from abroad. It's not clear if the individual was a Chinese citizen or a foreigner. The post, which was widely shared on social media during the weekend, drew largely critical comments on Weibo. So, that's what's going on there. Yeah, let's see, what's happening out here? Let's see. Ah, SBR discussion going on. Yeah, I agree with you, SMJ. Puerto Rico should be a state. And what retry fail is having clock problems. Clock is the good and the bad in everything. Synthesizers or computers. Oh, golly. Well, don't worry. We don't have nothing but bad news. There's also, you know, just sadness and destruction. There's all sorts of thanks, but I want to bring this story to you because I think this is an interesting one, and then we'll play a song. Booking.com to warn users reserving occupied West Bank properties. The online travel booking site Booking.com will start adding safety guidance to reservations in the occupied West Bank across its platforms. The guidance will also refer to the West Bank as occupied. Channel 13's Hatzinor program claimed, "Moreover, similar guidance is being debated for properties in occupied East Jerusalem." During the 1967 war, Israeli forces occupied all of historic Palestine and expelled 300,000 Palestinians from their home. Illegal Jewish settlements continue to grow in the occupied West Bank. However, many international companies continue to do business there, despite a growing international trend towards more ethical business practices. Booking.com removed a reference to Jerusalem as an Israeli settlement in 2018, and will now add a label that says visiting the area may be accompanied by an increased risk to safety and human rights or other risks to the local community and visitors. Certain areas, and this is quotes, certain areas in the world affected by conflict may pose a greater risk to travelers, so we provide our customers with information to help make decisions and encourage them to check their government's official travel guidelines as part of the decision-making process. So, of course, Israel's government isn't happy about it. A tourism minister said that no one had the right to determine for Israelis what is the territory of the state of Israel and what is not. I think other countries probably care very much about where other countries set their borders. From the moment I heard that Booking was introducing political considerations in their activities, I request to urgently convene the management of the Ministry of Tourism to determine steps to deal with this decision, illusory decision, and to protect tourism, the tourism business, in the entire state of Israel. Consumer brands are facing increasing pressure to take a stand on occupation of Palestinian lands. So that's going on. We'll see what happens. But, they kind of, what's wild is, regardless of how you feel about it, the Israeli state will go to the West Bank and will, with an army, kick people out of houses and then just turn around and give them people from the United States or wherever that want to live there. And then the people that live there can just turn around and rent them out. And so, you know, it's just state assuming property and giving it away. I don't know what's going on here. We're talking about the speed of light and latency. Calm is always a blast. There's lots of interesting and fun things to talk about. That's just how it goes. Alright, I'm kind of in a weird way, so we're going to play something that's like maybe a little off. That's how it goes, right? Give me two shakes and we'll play a song here, buddy. No, that's no good. Sorry, I was listening to it. That's not the right song. Here, check it out.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you for keeping your 1,000 plus kanji fresh and ready in your head. It is time to pick up. We got more news to go. We've only got about 7 minutes to go before the end of the show, and the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe happens every goddamn day on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. Then on Mondays and Fridays, we've got Harry Larry. Today on Mondays, we get Mix Remix, which is a great, fun show. Definitely check out anonradio.net for more information on like what that show's all about. There's also Stoke Sauce Radio that happens at 00 UTC on Tuesdays, so that's tonight. If you're in the U.S., it's tonight. It's in, several hours from now. We also got Free Flow with Nozomi and Masawa, and just a lot of other stuff going on here. Tomorrow also we have Hear Now the Words at 1500 and Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru. So if you are listening to Anon Radio now and are like, man, I wish I had something to listen to before that, tune in. Check it out. I believe it's Hear Now the Words. We've got Hear Now the Words / A Step Further Out on the schedule. I think A Step Further Out's on Saturdays? Sundays? One of those days. Anyway, check out anonradio.net for specifics. All right, well, let's jump through it. We've got our headlines to go through. First, Mark Freericks, U.S. hostage swapped for Afghan leader linked to Taliban. The Taliban have released a U.S. engineer they held hostage since 2020 in exchange for an Afghan tribal leader held in U.S. custody since 2005. Mark Freericks was handed over at Kabul airport on Monday. In return, they received Bashir Norzai, a Taliban ally serving a life sentence for drug trafficking. Joe Biden said the swap required difficult decisions that he didn't take lightly. Mr. Freericks, 60, was abducted by the Taliban the year before the group swept back power in Afghanistan. He had been living and working in Kabul as a civil engineer for 10 years. Mr. Freericks' sister, Charlene Kokora, said the family had never given up hope of getting him back. I'm so happy to hear my brother's safe and on his way home. Families prayed for this day of more than 31 months he's been a hostage. There were some folks arguing against the deal that brought him home, but Biden did what was right, they say. So, should be interesting. So that's what's going on there. We got a prisoner swap. Probably see that for Granger here soon. Hundreds have been rescued in a bid to reach Europe. The Spanish charity Open Arms rescued 372 people seeking to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe in unseaworthy boats in three operations over a 24-hour period, and recovered the corpse of one man who had been shot. So, these are people that we've talked about a bunch of times that are trying to flee, and they're floating over the Mediterranean Sea in not very good boats, way overloaded with too many people, because the traffickers will will stuff as many bodies as will physically fit on a boat, regardless of whether it can actually survive. Who is new coming up? Sorry, I think maybe I mixed something up. We got Mix Remix, Organized Chaos, Stoke Sauce is at midnight UTC, and then We Are Flow. We Are Free Flow. Nozomi and Masawo is listed at 0100 hours. So that's what's going on there. All right, let's keep moving. We gotta do this before we run out of time. South Africa is being plagued with power cuts. South Africa, the leading industrial power of Africa, has a population of nearly 60 million people and has once again been hit by drastic power cuts caused by failures in aging and poorly maintained facilities. Apologizing for new intense power cuts at a press conference, Eskom CEO André de Ruyter announced a high level of load shedding this week. On a scale of 8 possible levels of intensity, the country's reached the 6th critical stage. For South Africans and businesses, this means several hours of power outages each day. The 6th stage had already been reached in June in a country then in the middle of the southern winter, with an increase in energy consumption and high pressure on production. So, we're going to have to try and keep up The United States, not that far behind South Africa. We're having trouble with our power grids, too. Oh, new coming up in a day or so. Okay, that'll be cool. Thank you. Oh, what's going on? Sorry, I'm all over the place. Farmers in Uganda have switched to organic fertilizer since chemical fertilizers have gone up. Germany is giving Kyiv a couple more howitzers. The defense ministry said it will deliver 4 more Panzer Howitzer 2000 tanks to Ukraine. And the Kremlin has rejected Kyiv's accusations that Russian forces committed war crimes. It'd be even funnier if Russian forests committed war crimes. That'd be like ints. Dismay after French politician defends MP who admitted slapping his wife. Wife of Adrien Quatennens, a senior politician in radical left LFI party, reported him to the police. Feminists and anti-domestic violence campaigners have reacted angrily after politicians jumped to the defense of an MP who admitted slapping his wife. We don't have enough time really to go into the details. You can find that at Guardian.com. And people are mad at the U.S. because why? Well, we spew out a lot of pollution. States are continuing to allow sewage sludge to be spread on cropland as fertilizer, and in some cases increase the amount spread, even as the PFAS, the forever chemicals, have ruined farmers' livelihoods, poisoned water supplies, and contaminated food, and put the public's health at risk. So this will be what's going on there. Lispy Gopher. Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to have that new, there's a new show that's going to come out soon. Keep an eye out. I'll tell you about it. But not now, because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Bye-bye.
Our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.